the date of December 7th, 1941, you would have been
six years old.
Yeah.
1 month short of 6 years.
Do you remember anything?
Yes, yes. All the tears and everything in the neighborhood. And I remember World War II. It was my job to chop the Victory Garden. You know, 70% of America had Victory Gardens.
What is a Victory Garden?
During World War II, everybody grew vegetables and crops so they didn't have to spend money on gasoline to transport vegetables to the grocery stores. We didn't have grocery stores like that. Everybody walked to grocery stores. My mother didn't drive until we moved to St. Louis. I'd come home from elementary school, and my mother would have all these women with the Red Cross sitting in the house there shredding old sheets and making bandages and packaging all that stuff up, or they were making cookies for the troops. And then she had a flat British kind of helmet that was white that had civil defense on it. And it was her job to walk around and pass out brochures. We had blackouts. You can put your curtains all down. The Germans may be out in Galveston Bay with a submarine. And it was scary.
Then you were 7, 8, 9 years old time.
And then the day that Germany had actually surrendered, and then I was at a Cub Scout meeting the day that Franklin Delano Roosevelt died. That was kind of interesting in Houston because they didn't particularly like a liberal Democrat down there. And, you know, it was between people that were crying and other people honking their horns and flashing their lights. And so that sticks in my mind. You know, that was incredible.
On the death of the president,
yeah,
there were some that were honking their horns.
Well, those Texans, if they don't like you, they don't like you even in death. So anyhow, a bunch of the kids in the pack, you know, they start clapping their hands and shouting, boy, my mother gave us all a whipping. Just right there. Then came the end of the war. The heat was off. I had relatives. All these Norwegians had children, you know, and one guy was torpedoed out in the Pacific and swam through flaming fuel to live. Ended up in a VA hospital down outside of Houston. We'd drive out there and visit him when he was all wrapped up in swaddling clothes. Then as he got better and better, he'd come out to the house. He'd come out for a weekend. And then 4 or 5 years later, he rode all the way from South Dakota down to Houston on a motorcycle just for a visit. Tough hombres. My dad had a job because in these mechanical seals, for instance, the drive shaft off a ship's power plant goes out through the hull, and that needs packing around it to keep water from coming back in. That and the steam lines and everything, he would leave for 3 to 6 weeks at a time during the war. Actually, in 35, the petrochemical Gulf Coast started, and they started taking things out of the seawater, like magnesium, and they started taking sulfur, all these things. Plus, they were building Victory ships. They were building like one ship a day down in Port Arthur, Texas. They were not very big, and they weren't even armed, and they were putting food for the troops in Europe on those things. He was down there all the time, and then they were building refineries for the fuel down on the coast outside of Houston, world's largest refineries, and he was always down in there. World War II was very, very busy.
Yeah.